Hi, my name is Tom Clendon, and I help students pass the ACCA SBR exam, partly by providing these free podcasts, but also through my online courses. And if you're interested in my online courses, just reach out to me through my website, www.tomclendon.co.uk. But this podcast is about integrated reporting. And I want to talk to you about what integrated reporting actually is, what the benefits that arise to an organization that embraces integrated reporting, what the typical contents of an integrated report might look like, or sound like, I suppose, and then I want to draw up and kind of wrap it up in a conclusion. So first of all, what is an integrated report? Well, it sets out ideally to be a concise communication about how an organization's strategy, governance, performance, and prospects can lead to the creation of value in both the short, medium, and even long term. Now, there's lots of words in there, aren't there? And from a financial accounting point of view, we're going outside of our comfort zone here because we're not just reporting historical performance here. We're talking about strategy. We're talking about governance, and we're talking about the future prospects. But it's all about the creation of value. And that value may be thought of in terms of financial, but it can also be thought of in terms of other capitals, whether we've developed our staff, for example, or whether we're sustainable in terms of looking at our natural capital, for example. But that definition of integrated report, that idea of an integrated report, in a way, for me, is an admission that the financial accountant is failing the user. That if we produce a report which is just following the statutory minimum, the IFRS minimum, we're just talking about numbers and we're just talking about the past. And arguably, therefore, we're not meeting the sophisticated needs of the users. And I think because users have sophisticated needs, because investors want to know about strategy, want to know about governance, want to know about prospects, want to know about the medium term and the future, that an integrated report has evolved. Now, it's a voluntary document. It's a voluntary document, but many companies do produce integrated reports. The ACCA produces an integrated report. So there must be reasons. There must be benefits. It must cross the threshold of a cost-benefit analysis. Now, arguably, at the heart of integrated reporting is the idea that it's a better communication. So there's going to be better stewardship. There's going to be better understanding that the users will have, the stakeholders will have, of the business. Because an integrated report is going to talk about the risks, is going to talk about the strategies. And if we have that better communication, that improved understanding, then arguably better decisions will be made, not only by the organization, because they won't think in terms of silos, they won't think in terms of just short-term profit, but they'll think of the impact on the wider business and their staff, etc., and the natural resources. So the organization will make better long-term decisions, but so will the investor. Because the investor will understand the organization more. And so the theory, therefore, is you're reducing the risk that the investor has because they've got a more perfect knowledge of the organization. And that reduction in risk, in theory, leads to an organization having a lower cost of capital. It will be cheaper and easier to raise debt, issue equity, higher share price, because there's a better understanding of the organization. So to me, there are real tangible benefits of better communication, investors and stakeholders better understanding the organization and better decisions being made. So what might a typical integrated report look like? Well, that's a challenging question, really. And certainly in the SBR exam, there is no way, shape or form you're going to be asked to prepare an integrated report in any way. The idea is that it should be bespoke. It should be tailored to the individual company. But the voluntary guidelines, the framework around integrated reporting, suggests perhaps there might be 8 separate headings, 8 separate chapters, 8 separate units. Starting with an organizational overview. You know, what does the company do? What are the circumstances in which it operates? Is it retail? Is it wholesale? Is it manufacturing? Is it service? What does it do? Secondly, governance. What's the organizational governance structure? And how does that support the creation of value? So governance, the structure of the board would be a simple example of governance. Business model. What is the business model? How does it make money? What makes it different from its competitors? Fourthly, risks and opportunities. What are the risks and opportunities that are affecting the business's ability to create value? Will climate change destroy the business or be an opportunity for the business? Will interest rates, what are the interest rate changes, foreign exchange changes, what are the risks? And how are we dealing with them? How are they being addressed? Fifthly, strategy and resource allocation. Where does the business want to go? And how does it intend to get there? Performance. And maybe as a financial accountant, I'm now slightly more comfortable on this area. But to what extent are we achieving our objectives? What are the outcomes? How has it affected our financial capital? How has it affected our human capital? How has it affected the natural capital? How have we performed? And then outlook. What are the challenges and uncertainties that we're going to encounter in pursuing our strategy? And finally, eighthly, basis of presentation. How do we determine what matters are included and are not included in our integrated report? And how do we quantify and evaluate those? So these are very broad principles around an integrated report. And if I were to conclude, I would say that an integrated report is, quotes, a good thing because it is aimed at enhancing the stakeholders, the shareholders' understanding of the business. And I like those benefits that we have, improved communication, better decision making. Because it's bespoke, though, it's not comparable. And because it's voluntary, there's not universal compliance. So there is a little bit of talk around it as potentially being too much information. That the risk is there is not so much better reporting than too much reporting, and that the key messages are lost. But look, integrated reporting, it is something that comes up across the strategic professional papers. You will come across this in Strategic Business Leader. You will come across this in some of your optional papers, particularly AAA, for example. So it is a topic worth looking at. Now, have I, in this 10 minutes, told you everything you need to know about integrated reporting? Probably not, but I've given you a flavour. I've given you a flavour, and I hope that's been a useful exercise. Thank you very much for listening.